Okay, so I'm pressing one. Mr. President, please resign or read your own words that you aimed at the Chinese and point three fingers back to yourself, would you please? 303-713-7600. I'd love to get some feedback from you. You can send it via our website, which, by the way, now sports the, thanks to John Turk, the fabulous Paris Hilton video, which, insanely, the McCain campaign thinks it actually supports them. You just have to laugh. You really do. It's like, wow, you guys are really divorced from reality. And I, speaking of divorced from reality, I got a note from Vince. I'm listening to you for the first time ever, beginning 7:30 this morning. I listened to a couple of diatribes you and your agreeable listeners went on against the Republicans who propagate lies about Obama. I would just like you to know I love markets as much as the next guy, and I absolutely despise most everything liberal, with the exception of gay rights, per my more libertarian leanings on some issues. I have not been under the false impression that Barack was an African or a Muslim since the rumors first came out, what, about a year ago? I would argue that you're building a straw man by writing, ranting about some sort of mythical proliferation of this misinformation on the right. Most of us were quickly re-educated about that, as were those on the left who temporarily believed it, too. Two, by the way, dude has two O's. I would say that most of our problems with liberals is with impractical implications of your agenda. As for me, economics is my driving point. Well, good. Let's talk a little economics, shall we? What a great idea, Vince, because I have this whole letter from Chris Gunn, who's with the small business group, that says that absolutely John McCain's economic plan pretty much favors the Fortune 500 by stacking the deck for him. And if you believe in markets, great. Let's get rid of all those oil supports, shall we? Let's take those away from the oil industry, which is, oh yeah, Barack Obama's plan. But John McCain wants to give them $4 billion in tax breaks. I assume, as a good libertarian-leaning Republican, you hate that, don't you, Vince? How could you vote for John McCain when he's a nimnuts when it comes to economics? How could you vote for him when he's agreed with George Bush 90% of the time? And as you well know, most conservatives who are economic conservatives can't stand the sight of George Bush, can't stand to hear him speak because they know what a double-talking dummy he's been. I was going to say something else, but I can't say it on radio. The thing is, Vince, just check your facts. I'm happy to stand on them. Christopher Gunn, communications director of the American Small Business League, though, sent something to John that you might find interesting. He says that the John McCain's plan to help small businesses, he says his plan is exceptional as long as your business, that is a Fortune 500 company. He says that he uses the tactic of trying to pass off classic Republican political platform of big benefits for big business as a plan to help small business. But factually, the plan is comprised of tax cuts that Fortune 500 firms have been lobbying for and changes in U.S. policy, energy policy, which oil companies have been lobbying for. Wow, that's really going to help the 99% of all firms in the United States that have less than 100 employees. Not. And by the way, what did all those big tax cuts get you? Because under Bill Clinton, when taxes were higher, people had more money. And even, you know, I've passed algebra with straight A's, Vince. So I can tell you that if you have more money, even if you're paying more taxes, you still have more money, particularly if you have more money. Emphasis on more money. Sounder economic principles, balanced budget, reduction of the deficit. All wonderful stuff. We got behind you. We voted with you. We enacted good legislation to protect our economy. Guess what happened? And Robert Rubin was a genius. So what happens? Oh, right. We elect the MBA president, the straight C MBA president, who apparently doesn't understand the first principles of free markets or business. And besides, free markets are a misnomer. They're never entirely free, nor should they be, because, you know, gouging should not be allowed. Price fixing, I'm sure you agree, should not be allowed. There are certain laws that absolutely have to be passed in order to govern markets. So, you know, even British Airways executives are going to jail for price fixing. Only in England, they're actually criminally prosecuting them too, Vince. I'm sure you wouldn't agree with that. I love markets. Well, if you love markets, you should want to free them from the tyranny of right-wing Republican thought. If you really love capitalism and markets, you should want to liberate them immediately from the asinine policies of the Bush administration, which has done pretty much everything to halt business. This nasty recession we're into, teetering on the verge of collapse in the housing markets, among other areas, has been because of the policies and the unfettered rank nonsense perpetrated by deregulating some of this. And you know what? That's just the fact, Jack. Can't help it. Oops. Oops. Press O for oops, Vince. So I double dog dare you to give me a call, you know, because I got to tell you something. Let's see, since 2002, the Bush administration, so great for business. More than a dozen federal investigations, including three in 30 days, have found widespread fraud, abuse, manipulation of contracting numbers with the federal small business contracting programs. They've tried to eliminate some of the Small Business Administration. They've tried to starve it to death. Great! Such fun for small business. But they have received billions of dollars in federal small business contracts. These small businesses, Vince, include Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, recognize some names, Raytheon, Titan, Rolls-Royce. Now there's a good American company. John Deere, Xerox, British Aerospace. Ooh, another one. Dell, GTSI, and the multi-billion dollar Dutch conglomerate, Berman NV. Wow. Tell me again. How good is George W. Bush for American business? Oh, right. Not at all. Look, let's see. American business, Iraq. Tell me, how well are we doing there, my friend? How's it going? Got any contracts yet? Yeah, it's George W. Bush is so bad for business, I can't wait to have him out of office. As a matter of fact, a lot of my Republican friends can't wait to have him out of office because they can balance a checkbook. They understand economics. They don't want him anywhere near the U.S. Treasury anymore. No. So please, you know, please do love your markets as much as you love anything and accuse us liberals of not being good business. But you know what? The reality is that the economies under Roosevelt improved entirely, not under Herbert Hoover, who drove us into a depression. Oh, yeah. Who's the Republican there? Oh, yeah. Some of the things done by Ronald Reagan tyrannized the economy so bad that George Bush almost had to eat his lunch. Oh, yeah, he did because he lost to Clinton in 92. In a triangulation, because Perot was so outraged by that Republican's asinine policies. T. Boone Pickens, who I would not call anything but to the right of the Attila the Hun, has pretty much divorced himself entirely from the asinine politics of this administration in terms of big business. So tell me again how you love markets. If you love markets, Vince, easily, completely, you should vote for Barack Obama. Oh, and as for your charge that we were building a straw man, it was the caller who told me that his Republican friends were perpetrating the lies about Barack Obama on a trip to Lake Powell last week. So I think they quite haven't caught up with you either. 303-713-7600. And you can write to me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com, by the way. Please do. I would love to talk to you, Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. It would be absolutely fabulous to talk to you. Now, we're talking, too, about the Olympics, which start tomorrow in China. Are you excited or are you sort of like, see, I'm cheering on, you know who I'm cheering at the Olympics? In the sport of climbing a light pole to put up a protest about the Tibetan government, the tyranny of the Chinese against the Tibetans, that free Tibet, that was actually a guy from Boulder helped hike up that sign. Good for him. Climbed up to the top near Tiananmen Square and put up a sign that said free Tibet and democracy for Tibet. Good for them. Yay! So the reality is I'm cheering on those sports. I'm cheering for the people who are dancing out into Tiananmen and saying, they took my house, they tore it down. What's wrong with them? Now, even though there are 100,000 security people on duty in China, some people are slipping through the cracks. So I'm very glad to see them. Them I'm waving to. Hi, budding democracy in China. Good. Free Tibet. Good. Those are the kind of events I want to watch, though. And in protesting event. That's what I want to see. Gary in Pine. So just again, Vince, please, if you really like markets, vote for Barack Obama. Hi, Gary in Pine. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well.
I just had to call up and ask and, well, let you know one thing. I live in Park County, and in 2004, all the Republicans in Park County were harassing me to death, telling me how wonderful George Bush was and everything. And now I can't find any of them anymore.
They're sort of like Richard Nixon Republicans. They've kind of evaporated into the wind.
Seems to be.
Yeah, I know. People who willingly admit that they vote for George Bush are getting scarcer and scarcer. It's kind of, you kind of wonder, you know, whether they didn't have to fix that election any more than they did in Ohio this last time.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe everywhere I go, I see Obama stickers.
You know, I'm seeing so many of them. I actually did see, it's so bad that the Republican candidate for governor in Washington is running as GOP. He won't even call himself a Republican. And Gordon Smith in Oregon has been saying, I really like Obama. This is how I've been working with Obama. I may be one of those R words, but I'm a good R word.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful change, I hope. It's a little scary, though, because I never thought George Bush would get elected the first time, let alone the second.
I've been standing in French fried belief, but disbelief. But you know what? I always remember, and I've probably repeated it to many of you who have been listening to me for a while. I go, oh, no, not again. But here it is. A politician once told me that there are two kinds of politicians. One who are brilliant, smart as whips, incredibly bright, but they had a flaw or a big hurt in life. Like, say, Obama's and Clinton's father's abandoning them. You know, that would qualify for that. So they compensated by becoming the best people that they could possibly become, smart as whips, right? And then you have thumping mediocrities. And I think George Bush falls under the thumping mediocrity, C student daddy's connections got me this. So I think George Bush falls into that category, and I can't wait to see the back of him. Preferably on his way into a jail cell.
Oh, I hope so, too. I have found a way to deal with the religious fanatics, though, that claim to be Christians, but they're really not.
Yeah.
The good.
Yeah, and Dobson just came out and endorsed McCain. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. But if you argue the fact that Democrats are more likely to do the right thing for Christianity, and there's an article in The Nation. I can hear the music. There's an article in The Nation about how Republicans, or Jesus Christ would never vote for a Republican.
Yes, but the son of Bob Schaefer had, what would Republican Jesus do, armed with an AK-47, standing in front of the stars and bars of the Confederate flag? Gosh, I hope he's taken that down. We'll have to check. I'm Aaron. Thank you very much for calling. I am overdue for the break, though, as you noted. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to break and John Turk with traffic coming up. It's 8:19. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And because I ranted against bicyclists earlier this week, one of them is corresponding with me, Jeff, is saying, hey, thanks for taking my call on Tuesday morning. I was somewhat upset about your attitude towards cyclists. I went on a rant on them because they keep cutting me off and trying to kill me. And they bragged on the radio up here about, you know, running through lights and making right-hand turns in front of people, left-hand turns in front of people, and not giving a damn because, after all, we should be out of our cars and on bicycles. And so I went off on a rant just to catch you up with what happened. And he wrote me, he said, while I agree with you that cycles should not and do not have the right to violate traffic laws, if and when we do, it is not the driver of cars who are killed. On the other hand, a ton of steel takes us out rather easily. I've always been lucky, but two cyclists were killed here last night, and that was in Colorado Springs, by the way. So that's not right either. That's horrifying. Two people are dead at the site of a crash at 26th and West End Avenue after their bicycles were hit by a pickup truck. 64-year-old Barbara Thomas was driving a pickup truck that slammed into two cyclists. Three others riding with the group were not hurt. This happened at 8 o'clock Wednesday night. They interrupted traffic for a short time by blocking off the road to investigate. She's been charged with vehicular homicide and driving under the influence of drugs and driving with a restricted license. You know, people who drive under the influence, and I've done it, and I almost died. I told you, with my moment of defeat, when I was hanging on the edge of a bridge, drunk and high and crazed, and I did not die. I'm very, very lucky. So I'm not trying to be a holier-than-thou twit here. Although maybe people think that I'm a holier-than-thou twit when I talk about bicyclists. But that's fine. That's fine. We're all allowed to differ. And I listened to the bicyclists, and I just read it as soon as I got it. So it's 303-713-7600. And join my mailing list if you would like at erin@erinhartshow.com. I'd love to keep track of you. I'm going to keep trying to get a full-time job in talk radio. So as soon as I do, I'll let you know, and I'll also let you know wherever I fill in. And thanks again to Jay for taking some time off. 303-713-7600. By the way, Barack Obama does have a website to fight smears, as Ed and Sue remind me. Fightthesmears.com. That's fightthesmears.com. She said, my right ring nut friends send me these lies. I do a reply all, make sure they and everyone else they send it to get the truth about Obama, and I've seen it raise some hackles. Better theirs than mine. I hope this helps our progressive brethren in their quest to defend against the lies, and believe me, there will be more from these nuts. You bet there will. You absolutely bet there will. There will be, there will be, there will be. John McCain, smear. John McCain attacked Obama for not visiting wounded troops. Wrong. It's terrible. The truth is that he originally planned a trip with no media to Landstuhl, but they canceled it to prevent the perception of politicizing the troops. He was honored to meet with the men and women in uniform in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he visited a combat support hospital in Baghdad, and he has often visited Walter Reed without fanfare. Oh, yeah. Kevin in Castle Rock, welcome to AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. You?
Good, thanks. Hey, you were talking earlier about Bush and prosecuting after he gets out of office.
Yeah.
Nobody's mentioned about the Bush family owning a huge compound in Costa Rica, and there is no extradition with Costa Rica.
Well, I wouldn't be, if he does come under indictment, I wouldn't be fall down in French fried disbelief if he does that. But I'm sure that the Costa Rican government, maybe once they don't have the threat of the Bush administration hanging over their heads, might be able to be persuaded to pass a new law.
I sure hope so. And I hope Vincent Bugliosi is involved in that whole process. He's just been fabulous. I read his book. And,
yeah, Bugliosi is up in arms like I've never seen him. He was one of the people on the panel who testified before the House. Did you see that on C-SPAN?
I did not.
On the House investigation? Yeah, he was there. Elizabeth Holzman was there. They were both testifying about the criminality of the Bush administration and why it's important. You know, one thing Holzman said that was very poignant, though, she said, you know, when we were in office, the Republicans worked with us. They were, you know, especially after the tapes came out, she said, because once the tapes came out, it was obvious and provable that the Nixon administration was criminal. You know, and then John Dean came forward. You know, a number of things had to happen in order for that to happen.
Right.
And, you know, so far, no big insider within that circle that could nail all of them has come forward. And, you know, now John McGuire, who told Ron Suskind's got a new book called The Way of the World. We're trying to book him, by the way, but he's on his national media tour right now. So I would say, wait for Jay. Jay will get him. But hey, if we get him, I'll be happy. I'll take him. I'm not above being competitive. But I just think that you know, I'm realistic too. But if we can get him, we'll get him. And if not, he'll be with Jay. But this guy got the goods on them for altering evidence.
Right.
And now they're backtracking, though. But he has a smile on his face when he says, I have them on tape. I mean, he got them to speak on the record in the CIA.
It's going to be a wonderful time, I think.
Well, I hope so. Now, what do you think about this people being on the fence about voting for Obama, though, and still not quite getting his ability to be commander-in-chief?
You know, I think those people really need to just look at the individuals rather than their ability to give out commands. I think Obama has adequately demonstrated his ability to lead people with all the organizations that he's been involved with ever since college. And, you know, when it comes down to John McCain, you know, I give him all the credit in the world for being a war hero, and that's fantastic. But that's a long time ago. And I think the independents just need to make up their minds. And
listen, when you have to have Joe Lieberman whisper in your ear the differences between Sunni and Shiite twice, then you keep making the same mistake four more times on the campaign trail within the next couple of weeks. I worry about whether we're getting, you know, literally somebody who agrees with George W. Bush 90% of the time and unfortunately confuses and conflates logic 90% of the time.
Oh, he's amazing.
It is stunning, isn't it? It's, you know, what was stunning to me is how did he get reelected in 04? I guess the war was at its height then. People were afraid to change. Fear is a terrible thing, man. Fear is the worst because the sins we have committed in this country, and we've committed a number of them, have been done about fear, all about fear, fear and loathing. That's what it all comes down to when you make big, fat mistakes like electing, well, see, I say that word, but I don't really mean it. I don't think we've ever elected George W. Bush. I think that Karl Rove was able, with his incredible knowledge of precincts and how to drive fear into the hearts of people to get them to go out to vote, got it close enough so that he could steal it both times.
What is the action against Rove at right now? I haven't heard anything lately.
The action against Rove still has subpoenas out, and I don't know, you know, I don't think they've gone with contempt of Congress, but I do know that, isn't it true that Josh Bolton and Harriet Myers have to appear before Congress? They've been ordered. Now, they'll probably go and say that they won't talk because of executive privilege, but they have been ordered to go before Congress.
Wow.
We'll see. We'll
Absolutely.
See. But this is one reason why we can't politicize the judiciary either. If you want to know why we shouldn't politicize the judiciary and why we should elect Barack Obama, think about the Supreme Court any more conservative than it already is. Thanks for your call. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 8:33, visibly shuddering. I mean, sound shuddering. 303-713-7600. That's the way to join the conversation. We'll open it wide open to whatever you would like to talk about. And again, Vince, I double dog dare you. Call me back. Let me know. If you love markets and you think capitalism is such a great idea, why in the heck are you supporting John McCain? Even big business wants better health care for America because they don't want to get stuck with the huge bills. 303-713-7600. And the only way we can reform it, really, really, we got to move more towards single payer. We really, really do. You know, why do you think every other industrialized nation on the planet has it? And they're doing better than we are economically. They're growing faster. Oh. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. This is Colorado's Progressive Talk, and this is Progressive Traffic with John Turk. Thanks, John. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Chuck in Broomfield, you're going to be up first. How you doing?
Hey,
welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, real simple. The right is winning on this argument of, not so much the argument, but this statement is real clear. He's black. And Obama's folks are constantly fighting.
He's running while black. Look out.
Yeah, and they're like, He's not black. And this is real stupid. It's like,
He's biracial. He's both.
Yeah, they're running away with this whole idea. But they're not throwing biracial in front of him. They're saying he's black. That's what McCain and these guys are saying. And it's winning. Okay? It's winning. Now, here's the other part.
Why do you think that's winning?
Oh, it's clear it's winning. We have a country that's in major debt. We're owned by
China.
Other foreign countries. Looking at China. No. I'm in an investment banking business. Look, Arab money is flowing here. You won't hear about this till a year later. They made so much money off of us. They have sovereign funds now. They're over the top.
Yeah.
They have a big issue over there where they can't make interest. They can own businesses, but they don't make interest off of each other.
Right.
Now the sovereign funds can own American companies and make interest. It's worse than you know, but I'm saying it's bad enough, but people hold their nose. It's working. They're holding their nose. It hadn't been this bad in a while.
No, I know. I think it's horrifying, and it makes me feel as angry as I did at Hillary when she went, I don't know, is he a Muslim? You know, I just, as far as I know, he's not. You know, it's like, you know, it's like it's that sort of damning with faint, this kind of stuff that Bill Clinton pulled down in South Carolina when he was like, did you hear the Kate Snow interview, by the way, with him?
Oh, he's still bitter.
He's still bitter.
I dare you.
Well, when she asked him just an innocuous question about something about the campaign, he went, and I am not a racist, out of nowhere. And it was like, whoa, still a little defensive about how James Clyburn landed on you. I would say justifiably so. Thank you.
Yeah, he did. But here's the other thing. We are just, how many campaigns do we need to lose before we wake up? I mean, we're sitting back saying the same thing. You know, the whole Swift boat, the whole rough, the whole, you know.
How do you fight, though?
How do you fight it? Here's what you do. Randy Rhodes, this is typical. Like Randy was way wrong. She does a whole show on why John McCain is a hero because she has a military background.
Right.
So he's a hero. He must be a hero. Wesley Clark was dead on. We are too afraid to get in the mud with them.
Yeah.
We're too afraid to get in the mud. They already realize. Look, the word is out. This guy is biracial. Okay, if he walked through a canyon and they said shoot the first black man that walks through a canyon, he'll get shot because he looks black. He doesn't look white.
Right.
Okay? So to Americans, he doesn't look white. Okay? So now, here's the deal. The word is out. The guy's black. Why don't they get in the mud and fight over real issues? Number one, how do you sit on a TV station, or you sit in a debate next to a John McCain or one of these Republicans, and you let him even get one word out about what they're gonna do? I don't want to hear what you're gonna do. Look what you've done.
Yeah.
Look what
exactly.
You're part of this party that's killed it. Wait a minute. We don't need to hear what you're gonna do. Look what you've done.
Now, have you heard the new ad that says that he's 90% in lockstep with Bush? Have you heard that ad?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Maverick ad?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I thought. But again, it's not hard hitting enough. I think you may be right about that they need to hit harder.
Break him down. Look, seriously. You know what? He got off course. He got shot down. I mean, he's a strong American. He stayed in the Hanover Hilton. He did all. Yeah, you're right. That's fine. So that means you can continue to be on the government payroll, come home, marry rich, and then just be a
divorce your first wife when she supports you, and then marry rich. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, and then they said, look at Cindy McCain. Well, Cindy McCain is okay. Cindy McCain got addicted to painkillers. Okay,
yeah.
So a lot of people do. But you know what? Driving kids to soccer games?
Oh, I know. Listen, no, she should, you know, and she should definitely, you know, I'm glad she's in recovery if she is. I hope she is.
Yeah.
She looks, well, anyway, I agree with you. But again, we're digressing on personal issues about McCain. And I say, just keep hitting McCain on, John McCain. Here's what I would do. John McCain had an epiphany. He received $61,600 from oil executives from across this country, including in Colorado. And suddenly, his position, and then just going to show flipping cards, flipping cards, flipping cards. Suddenly, he was against oil drilling, and now he's for oil drilling. It's McCain versus McCain.
The people who vote for him, they already know that.
Yeah.
They already know that, but this whole thing about...
Well, what about the independent? Aren't we all trying to reach the independents, though, Chuck? Isn't that who we're trying to yell at?
If I'm an independent person, you have to paint my mind. You're letting them paint the mind that this is a superstar black guy like Puffy Combs, okay? And then this is a good old American war hero. And since he's a war hero, he knows how to put his hand on the trigger for the bomb.
But
he
Chuck,
knows how to help us against them. No, that's not true. You don't just because you sign up and you fought over there and you even got a Purple Heart, that doesn't make you able to sit in that big conference room with all those generals. He hasn't done that before. Bush hadn't done that before. Clinton had none of them. So let's just take that off the table. We don't have a candidate who's had his hand on the trigger running right now.
Right.
So why don't they say that? Why don't they say that? What, Rusty Clark, he told the truth, and then we joined in and said, oh, we don't feel that
oh,
way.
And John McCain, and Barack Obama landed on him for it. I was saying, you know, good for you, Wesley Clark. That's true. He didn't say anything offensive as far as I was concerned.
Oh, no, but let you go here. But the last thing is,
yes, sir.
He stood, we that's the last time we had them reeling. And at that point, he had 9 to 10, 11-point leads. Now it's even.
Actually.
He got us running. No, there's some six. CBS was 6 points yesterday.
6 points yesterday. See, here's what, CBS was 6 points, but there's some internal softness, particularly on the commander-in-chief question and the economy. So what I say is he keeps repeating, you know, over and over again what we should be doing. You know, and I know it's hard, and I know he's got to be dog-tired because he had a harder slog over, thanks to Hillary, over spring and summer. So I hope he goes back to Hawaii and then comes out roaring like gangbusters. That's what I'm hoping for. I think he needs a rest.
But these guys never, all the guys going out to represent Barack on TV, they got to stop this. They got to stop getting into debates with these people. They got to just flat out say, time out. Time out. You're Republican. You sat and watched this. You watched this thing for the last 7-plus years. You don't have nothing to say. They need to just shoot them down. Shoot them down. Say, no, we're not going to have you talk about what you're going to do. Let's talk about how many people have lost their homes. Let's talk about how many people have lost their jobs forever. Okay, let's talk about how many families that were making $75,000, being middle class or so, okay, and feeling good, that money is gone forever. Now they each have two jobs. Why don't you even let these guys get off about what they're going to do? Here's what you've done. And see, when we lose that part, we're lost.
Thank you. I think they need to paint him. They need to keep him as Grampy McBush every single chance they get. I agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it, Chuck. I've heard again from Vince, by the way, the right winger, who says, oh, I love markets more than I love life. He, big surprise, he won't call me. He says, when I get my own show, I'll invite you on. Right, Vince, right. You control the debate. You're so one-sided, so I'm not going to call you. But then he says I should go debate Rosen on air. That'd be fine with me. I'd love to see who eats whose lunch. I didn't say what this is about Bush or McCain, Aaron. Market failures necessitate some interference, correct? However, anything including Hillary is better for Obama than American jobs, markets, and business. Yeah? Why do you think so? Because it will raise taxes, especially for the rich. Well, you know what? Giving the rich a bunch of taxes has led to almost a net loss of jobs. So if you think that lowering taxes for the wealthy has done this economy any good, you should read the Wall Street Journal. And healthcare is, they do, big business in this country does want the government to help them with healthcare. They absolutely do. Again, read the Wall Street Journal. The reason? They don't want to pay for it. And if you don't believe me, just check out Walmart, who dumps their healthcare on states every single day. And yes, you're right. I probably shouldn't have made fun of you for spelling too wrong. Yes, I do make typos. I make them often and proudly. Hi, Scott. Welcome in Colorado Springs. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Vince loves markets, hates Obama. What kind of, that's insane, isn't it? Obama's got some great business ideas.
Well, I actually disagree with that, but.
Okay. You can tell me why, and I'll be happy to debate you point for point.
Well, actually,
but talk about what you were going to talk about. Go ahead. I'm not trying to dictate.
Well, your last caller was talking about the racial thing. I mean, I'm 28 years old. I've never been racist in my life, never will be. And most of this country isn't, because we've gone away from that. Yes, there's still people that are extreme racist in both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person I've heard on any type of statement from anyone is Obama talking about him being black. He's the only one I've heard. Oh, yeah.
That's incorrect. The Clintons did it indirectly, subtly, yes, but they did it.
Okay.
I believe the wait. And if you don't think a lot of what they're doing is code for uppity, just go back, read your history, watch all the way. And if you don't think they're doing that on the McCain end, guess again, they're doing it. And if you don't get it, then it's so subliminal that you're not getting it. But believe you me, showing a black man with two white girls wasn't an accident.
That has
otherwise, they might have picked George Clooney, who has a history of being a liberal activist and is very, very famous. Maybe they would have picked Osei Michael Moore, but no, they picked two vapid white girls who are known principally for their sexuality. Gee, I wonder why they did that.
They did that because
they're racist. That's why they did.
No, they didn't.
Please, please. There's no dispute. There really isn't. Fact.
No, there's reason for that ad, and the reason. If you're not gonna let me talk, then there's no debate. You're
go
acting
ahead.
Like a dictator. Okay, thank you. The reason.
Go ahead. I think that's the only time I've ever been called a dictator. Go ahead.
I didn't call you one. I said you're acting like one. There's a difference.
I had to turn my microphone off because I'm still laughing. But go ahead. I can still listen and laugh.
Okay. Anyways. The reason they put that ad out is because to show that Obama is nothing but a celebrity. He has no substance. He has no real position on what he really does believe because he's flip-flopped so many times.
Right. Incorrect. And John McCain, I would bet you, pound for pound, has flip-flopped more often. He has flip-flopped on oil drilling. He has flip-flopped on taxes. He has flip-flopped on you name it. He's flip-flopped. So please don't go there. Please don't go back to John Kerry 2004. Is it so hard and so pathetic that that's what you have to do, Scott? I mean, why are you afraid of Obama? Just tell me why.
I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of any person on this earth.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of crazy. Okay.
I'm not crazy, ma'am. I was in the military for 6 years. Okay?
Okay.
Let me explain something to
you. So were so many axe murderers, but go ahead. I mean, in other words, I don't think being in the military... No, wait. Let me just... Scott,
point.
Just a minute. I don't think being in the military... necessarily makes you a criminal either. But my point is to you is, so you served in the military. Uh-huh. Okay, good. And Barack Obama has been an activist in one of the toughest cities in America. And you know what? I'll stand your service to our country side by side. And the reason is, and the point I'm trying to make is, for some reason or another, a lot of the mass murderers in this country also served in the military. But I'll tell you what, since I just talked over you, and I do want to give you another chance to respond, I want you to tell me, by the reasons of issues, other than the fact that he's a vapid celebrity, because Barack Obama is anything but a vapid celebrity. So that's a stupid, bogus charge. Let's see if you can come up with some intellectual goods that actually have some substance. And I'll let you talk for, say, 30 seconds at least, or more, coming up to try to make your case. 852, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If I can talk, Scott's coming up next. Hi, this This is Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We have a limited amount of time, and I am going to turn some of it over to Scott. But, Scott, I do have two questions for you. Is why do you oppose Obama, and why do you support McCain?
Okay, I oppose Obama because of taxes, because of public or nationalized health care, for a big one. Another one is his views on energy. It's wrong. You cannot. I'm sorry, we don't have the technology yet, period, to get rid of oil. Not even in 10 years. I'm all for trying to find alternatives, because I know oil won't last forever, and that's fine. I understand that. I'm not a pessimist or any way.
Okay, it's Gore who's talked about in 10 years. Why do you support McCain?
I support McCain because he's big on national defense. He's big on lower taxes, which will in turn save everyone in this country money and will grow the economy that way.
And which hasn't happened so far under Bush. Okay, I'll tackle it coming back. Thanks so much. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin. We'll be back with more of your comments coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang on, we'll be right back to you. Roosevelt and Joan coming up.